I was trying to develop a theory of the strong forces based on an analogy with quantum electrodynamics. I thought that the difference between the strong nuclear forces and electromagnetism might be explained by a phenomenon known as broken symmetry, which I will explain later. It did not work. I found myself developing a theory that did not look at all like the strong forces as they were known to us experimentally. Then it suddenly occurred to me that these ideas, though they had turned out to be completely useless as far as the strong forces were concerned, provided a mathematical basis for a theory of the weak nuclear force that would do everything that one might want. I could see the possibility of a theory of the weak force analogous to quantum electrodynamics. Just as the electromagnetic force between distant charged particles is caused by the exchange of photons, a weak force would not act all at once at a single point in space, as in the Fermi theory, but would be caused by the exchange of photon-like particles between particles at different positions. These new photon-like particles could not be massless like the photon. For one thing, if massless, they would have been discovered long before. But they were introduced into the theory in a way that was so similar to the way that the photon appears in quantum electrodynamics that I thought that the theory might be renormalizable in the same sense as quantum electrodynamics. That is, that the infinities in the theory could be cancelled by a redefinition of the masses and other quantities in the theory. Furthermore, the theory would be highly constrained by its underlying principles and would thus avoid a large part of the arbitrariness of previous theories. I worked out a particular concrete realization of this theory, that is, a particular set of equations that govern the way the particles interacted, and that would have the Fermi theory as a low-energy approximation. I found in doing this, although it had not been my idea at all to start with, that it turned out to be a theory not only of the weak forces based on an analogy of electromagnetism, it turned out to be a unified theory of the weak and electromagnetic forces that showed that they were both just different aspects of what subsequently became called an electro-weak force. The photon, the fundamental particle whose emission and absorption causes electromagnetic forces, was joined in a tight-knit family group with the other photon-like particles predicted by the theory. Electrically charged W particles, whose exchange produces the weak force of beta radioactivity, and a neutral particle I called the Z, about which more later. W particles were an old story in speculations about the weak forces. The W stands for weak. I picked the letter Z for their new sibling,